3.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pure Blood Mike.
Hi, Chad here with Liberty Communications. Do you have an outdated phone system? Is your service with a large carrier that doesn't care about you? Are you sick and tired of waiting on hold only to be routed to a call center out of the country? Then you need our help. We answer our phones live and know our clients by name. Let us provide your company a no-charge phone and internet evaluation. Call 720-399-0233 or learn more at libertybts.com.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. And before I forget, on Sundays, join me from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Church, Radio Church. In the previous programs, I have discussed George Bush, Otto Skorzeny, the bodyguard for Adolf Hitler, who died at about 90 years of age in Miami, Florida. And if you want to know the secrets of Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party, who do you go to? You go to the bodyguard, because the bodyguard knows everything. The bodyguard was present the day that Adolf Hitler's look-alike security agent was shot in the head, shot in the face, and Adolf Hitler and Eva von Braun are flown to, I have it here, but they were flown to a coastal city where they took a U-boat and went to Argentina. Now, history, you know, the criminals will always hide the truth. But Skorzeny, on his deathbed, gave up as much information as he could. And Skorzeny himself eventually became a CIA or an OSS intelligence officer. He was also as a spy for Germany. Wherever Hitler went, he was with Hitler. He was in the meetings with Hitler. He knew the people that Hitler knew, and firsthand information. And Skorzeny later on would end up in Argentina. And some of the other things is he had a lover, a famous lover, and her name was, if I can find my note here, Evita from Argentina, Perón. Evita or Eva, I'm going to find it. Okay, here it is right here. So, in the life of Otto Skorzeny, master spy, he revealed in the last days of his life a little-known affair with Evita Marie Duarte de Perón, the wife of Argentina's president Juan Domingo Perón, an American operative in Argentina. And the gold, he states that gold that was stolen by the Nazis and laundered by Swiss banks and the Vatican was smuggled to Argentina by Admiral Wilhelm Canaris. And there were accrued enormous interest. There was an interest to find this gold after World War II. Upon her death, and Evita, she died of cancer. Now, was it because her husband was maybe upset because of the affair that Evita was having with Otto Skorzeny? We don't know. That we don't know. But Eva, she bequeathed to Skorzeny $100 million. $100 million in 1948 or 70s dollars, which ultimately fell into the hands of the Central Intelligence Agency. It was a Nazi CIA connection. Yesterday I told you that eventually our CIA, our intelligence agencies in America, in the United States, would merge with the Nazi SS intelligence out of Germany. And they are presently still merged together. Our CIA is a Nazi operation, or the Nazi intelligence is a CIA operation. You can decide. So, based upon Skorzeny's claims, he never received the money. He was upset. I'd be upset too. If somebody gave me $100 million and some criminal would steal it from me, I'd be very upset. Who's the criminal that took the money? George H.W. Bush and his compadres. That's a Spanish word for friends. So, Skorzeny also states that Prescott Bush and George Bush Jr. were actually German-born, no proof that they were born in America, that Prescott Bush, his real name was George Scherf, and his son's name was George Scherf Jr. So you have Prescott and George Jr., both German-born CIA operatives that have come to the United States of America. We'll be right back.
The real cost of the state is the prosperity we do not see, the jobs that don't exist, the technologies to which we do not have access, the businesses that do not come into existence, and the bright future that is stolen from us. The state has looted us just as surely as a robber who enters our home at night and steals all that we love. Frederick Bastiat.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs. New landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
There is something in the air, and what is in the air is the truth about what really happened after World War II. So, Otto Skorzeny, he's bequeathed $100 million, and George H.W. Bush and the comrades, they steal his money. So he's a little upset. So on his deathbed, he begins to spill the truth about what really happened after World War II was over. And he talks about how he came into the United States under Operation Paperclip. He became a spy for the CIA. And he talks about also other men that were brought with him in the command, in the Reich's command. Two people. One was, oh my gosh, I just had it right here, and I went to a different page. Gehlen. Reinhard Gehlen. And the other was Mengele. Now, Mengele, what he did is he talked to his daughter's boyfriend, and his daughter's boyfriend, Scherf, gave the testimony to him about what really happened. His name was Eric Orion Berman, dating Scorsese's daughter. And one night, Otto Skorzeny tells Berman the story of what happened. And Skorzeny was found not guilty in the Nuremberg trials, and he was ushered into the CIA along with 50,000 plus SS Nazi war criminals. And these were not just rocket scientists. They were brought to the America after the war. And he was 90 at the time that he described his story to Berman. Now, Berman eventually, Skorzeny, Otto, he tells Berman about George Mengele and also about Bormann. And he talks about George Scherf Sr., who was Prescott Bush, George Sherman Jr., who was George Bush Sr. And what happens is, upon giving his story to Berman, Berman goes to the CIA, and he tells the story. He feels somebody should know that these men were still alive. Reinhard Gehlen, and also Joseph Mengele. Now the CIA immediately contacts Gehlen, whose name at that time was Hank Janowitz, and Mengele, whose name was Stephen Rebell, and warns them that their cover has been blown. So Mengele, he begins to take a series of anti-aging hormone injections. He gets a black hair piece, and he begins to cannibalize his fellow man. And this has an effect of maintaining a youthful appearance. See, this cannibalism has been known for thousands of years because the meat, the human meat, the people that are cannibals, it is a same species. Eventually you're going to get diseases, but Mengele knew about this. So to stay young, he would eat who knows who. I apologize for being so graphic. I have to be matter of fact. I can tell you a lie, and you can believe the truth, or you can continue believing what you want to believe. I'm presenting this to you, documentation, thorough documentation, out of justiceforpoland.com, justiceforpoland.com, Hitler's Bodyguard Deathbed Confessions. The truth. You need the truth. I'm going to tell you another truth. Why is it there is so much evil in the world? Who is responsible for all this evil? Who's responsible for the death, the murder, the cannibalism, the torture, the sacrifices of children, the sacrifices of young girls and young boys, the evil, the sexual perversion of the people of the world that are very wealthy, that are very powerful? Who's responsible for all this? Somebody is responsible. Who is it? Well, I'm going to tell you who it is. And I'm going to tell you why. Why? In Job chapter 9, verse 24. Before I read the verse to you, I'm going to tell you something. All these reports coming out of the Ukraine about Russia and the atrocities on the Russian side and the atrocities coming out of the Ukraine on the Azov battalion side, the Nazis in the Ukraine, you're getting conflicting stories. You're not going to know the truth unless you know the Bible. If you know the Bible, you're going to know the truth. Russia is engaged in a war against not just army forces or military forces in Ukraine. Russia is engaged in a battle, a spiritual battle, against a new world order, a coming world dictatorship. It's going to be more than a dictatorship. It is the most evil form of control ever in the history of man. So evil that Christ said that if he doesn't return, no flesh is going to be saved. Donald Trump, during his administration, did what he could to stop it, to stall it, to hinder it, to neutralize it. But the Bible says that it has to come into existence. It has been coming into existence. The reason I'm talking about Otto Skorzeny and his detailed account of Nazi Germany being Adolf Hitler's bodyguard, George Scherf Sr., George Scherf Jr., a.k.a. Prescott Bush, and George H.W. Bush, is because it is important. The Nazi movement that occurred in Europe from the 30s to the mid-40s is in the Bible. Everything is in the Bible. Whether you see it, it's you have to look at history to understand it. Adolf Hitler had to come to power because through Adolf Hitler, Israel would be forced to become a nation once again. It's in Bible prophecy. Now, Russia must exist, must be powerful militarily, economically, politically. In the last 2 months, you have seen something happen in the Ukraine and the involvement with America, the EU nations, NATO, Russia, the Nazi movement in the Ukraine. This Nazi movement in the Ukraine began with Reinhard Gehlen. It began with Gehlen when he was brought into the CIA. I have the documentation right here on Gehlen. You don't have to believe me. Don't go to Google. You won't find it. You have to go to DuckDuckGo. You have to go to some other search engine. You won't find it on Google. So Gehlen, this is why this is important with Otto Skorzeny. The Bush family, not only did they take the money from Otto Skorzeny that should have been his through Evita Peron, but also the Bushes took the money with the Clintons that had been stolen from Russia at the end of the Reagan administration. And I'm trying to remember the man's name who invested, I think, $350 billion and ended up with $27.5 trillion. And that money eventually ends up in the hands of the Clintons and the Bush family. So then on top of that, the trillions of dollars that have been missing from the United States government that were made through black budget operations in the war in South America, which was once again went into the bank account of the Clintons and the Bush families. Now, so Richard Gehlen, this man is the person who heads up an operation which presently exists. And we're going to read about what is really happening in the Ukraine. Without this Reinhard Gehlen, America would not have the power in the Ukraine in this black hole that it has presently. It was a CIA SS operation that started immediately after World War II because Russia was a communist nation and Russia was the enemy. Now this is out of allthat'sinteresting.com. The CIA hired Hitler's favorite spy to take down the Soviets. Then he freed Nazi war criminals. Who was Adolf Hitler's favorite spy? Reinhard Gehlen. An expert spy master, Reinhard Gehlen surrendered to the Allies at the end of World War II in order to work with the CIA before founding Germany's modern intelligence service with hundreds of former Nazis like him. The Gehlen had a network in the Ukraine, a Nazi network. He had an infrastructure, a small structure already. And immediately after World War II, the CIA hires him to work with that network in the Ukraine because America had a plan in the Ukraine. 100 years ago, there was a man that stated if any nation wants to rule the world, they have to take over Central Asia. And the pivot point would be the Ukraine. And then from the Ukraine, they could work north into Russia. Russia has $75 trillion worth of untapped wealth that we know of. At the same time, right there in Central Asia, if you're going to control that continent to the Atlantic, you have to control it from that area of the Ukraine and southern Russia. If you're going to control the landmass to China, to the Pacific, You have to control that landmass. This is an American plan, a CIA American plan that was set in motion 100 years ago. We'll continue in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Podcast 1360, KHNC.com. KHNC.com for podcasts. We'll be back.
Listening to KHNC, the roar of the Rockies.
Do you want amazing Greek food with a great atmosphere and customer service? Well, Cafe Athens has got your back. Call them at 970-619-8467. Carrie and his team are great supporters of our station, so give them a try right away. They have everything from gourmet burgers, gyros, and overall quality Greek food, located at the Promenade Shops at Centerra in Loveland. Again, call 970-629-8467. The best traditional Greek food in northern Colorado. Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
How would you like some free advertising?
Free! 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 Free!
Call 970-587-5003. We will put your small business or local company on the half-empty cup of joe for the small business section of the show. Call 970-587-5003 and we'll get your business some free advertising today.
Free!
Well, I'm your buddy. Check it and see.
Thank you, Pureblood Mike, for sponsoring Alex Jones, The Present Truth, and Fake News Friday, Hour 2.
I'm your buddy. I'm your buddy.
You're listening to The Present Truth, sponsored by Pureblood Mike.
Let's give a round of cheers, cause Howdy Doody's here. It's time to start the show. Starting Man's
House. Do you feel like you're on television? And do you feel like you're in the audience singing It's Howdy Doody Time? Watching who's on stage? And, You're just sick of it? Well, I'm going to go back here. I wanted to read a verse to you. Who is doing this evil? Who is allowing this evil? What is this evil all about? Why is this evil allowed to take place in the world? Well, I'm going to read to you out of Job chapter 9, verse 24. This is out of the Living Bible. the whole earth is in the hands of the wicked. That's Job 9:24a. The whole world is in the hand of the wicked. God blinds the eyes of the judges and lets them be unfair. Is there unfairness in the court system in America? You know, Alex Jones is in the middle of his proceedings. What does the Bible say? God blinds the eyes of the judges and lets them be unfair. Through the act and mercy of God, Alex Jones is going to be victorious in this case. Without God, we don't know what will happen. But who is it that blinds the eyes of the judges? Who is it that blinds the eyes of the people of this world to the power of the wicked, to the rule of the wicked? God. Now, see, people, God gives mankind free will. And he presents himself through his creation, and in innumerable ways he presents himself to the people of the world. But he has given man free will. Some people just refuse to accept the fact that there is a God. So what does God do? Then he allows evil in the world. And through the evil, if people don't want to believe in a God who is love, a God who is righteous and just, then God will blind them, and they will get to know. There's another technique God will use. He will allow the wicked to come into the world, and through the evil of the wicked, the eyes of many people are opened. Their eyes aren't opened as they consider the God of heaven, the God of creation, but their eyes are opened when they see the wicked, when they see the wicked come to power, when they see the wicked do their evil. This is what the world has been witnessing, especially in the last 6 years with the election of Donald Trump and the year prior to that with the presidential election. The whole earth is in the hands of the wicked. God blinds the eyes of the judges and lets them be unfair. If not he, then who? Who is doing this? Who is allowing this? In Isaiah, it says that God creates evil and God creates good. God is omnipotent, omniscient. He's involved in all things, all things. He's even involved and knows about and must allow and had to allow the members of the SS, many of them, to live. He had to allow it. Now, I want to say this about the German people. After a war like Germany, what happened in Germany, there, according to the Bible, there's going to be a period of time known as the time of shame. It will be a 40-year period of time where there will be shame on that nation. And for the up until the mid-80s, every time you think of Germany, you would remember the shame of what Adolf Hitler did to the Jewish people and to the other people who were murdered during that period of time. But at the end of the 40 years, God is fair. God says he will lift and the shame will start to dissipate. Well, now when you think about Germany, you don't think about the evil of Germany. You look at Germany now and Germany's a great nation. Germany's a powerhouse in the Middle East, in Europe. So the shame has been lifted from Germany. And I want to say that the German people, I cannot tell you how many friends I have that are German. They are the best people. Great people. I love the German people. I don't love the wicked Germans. Those that are of the race of German race, I do not care for, and I do want the unrighteous and the wicked to be judged. That the German people, for the most part, are wonderful people, and God is giving the wicked people who are in the German, in that race of people, He is giving them an extended opportunity. The children of the SS commanders and officers, He's giving the children and the grandchildren opportunity. God is giving them opportunity to be free of the evil that came through their lineage. God desires that they be free from the deeds of their fathers, from the sins of their fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers, and their mothers. I have friends, one friend who was instrumental in my young Christian life, very instrumental. He is an ancestor of Martin Luther, a great, great Christian man. Other friends that were instrumental in my young Christian life, German, Shearer, and Krieger, and men like this, German to the core. They actually, when they were going to college and the university, the ROTC personnel came, and they went into ROTC programs. One friend, he eventually would brief General Abrams during the Vietnam War. And he went into this ROTC program to learn the Führer's German, the diplomatic German, precise German, no slang. Hitler would not allow it. We'll be back. We'll continue in just a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez. The German people are great people. We'll be back.
Do you need to fix a draft or upgrade your home? Call Next Gen Windows and Doors, voted best in Northern Colorado for their superior window and door replacements. Call now for a free in-home evaluation. Mention KHNC and receive a 5% discount.
You can reach them at 970-888-6588. Again, that's 970-888-6588, or go to their website at nexgenwindowsanddoors.com.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Tyler here at Hornback Landscaping and Junk Removal LLC. We take care of all of your landscaping needs, new landscape and hardscape install, maintenance, snow removal, fall and spring cleanup. We also do junk and trash haul away as well. We are your one-stop shop for anything outdoors. We pride ourselves in quality from start to finish. That means communication, customer service, and final product. We want you to take as much pride in your yard as we do in our work. Come check us out at hornbacklandscaping.com. You can also contact us at 970-966-5665 or at hornbacklandscaping@gmail.com. Thank you.
So who is running this phantom, or who is this phantom in the shadows in this opera? It is these type of people that Christ, that God talks about. The hands of the wicked. In the hands of the wicked. In the book of Psalms, King David, in chapter 144, he says that in verse, I believe it's 6, he says, Lord, loose your bolts of lightning, your arrows upon the enemies, scatter them. Reach down from heaven and rescue me, deliver me from deep water and the power of strange children. Reach down. The whole earth right now needs God to reach down from his heaven. The world needs to be delivered from the deep waters, meaning these insane nations and the people of these nations that are evil. They need to be delivered from the power of strange children. Why would David say strange children? What does he mean, strange children? Well, back then they didn't have the word devil worshiper. So David looked at them and he realized they're just strange people. And he needed to be delivered from them. The world needs to be delivered from the power of these people in the occult. That is what David is saying. We're at the end of the world. At the end of the world, God said that the people that are wicked, their wickedness would come through the power of the occult. This is what's happening in the Ukraine. The Nazi, the Azov battalion, they are Nazis. They are Satan worshipers. They have a form of religion, and that form of religion is cruelty. Nothing, no bars held. I mean, everything is lawful. Kill without discretion. To understand what's happening with the new Nazi movement coming upon the earth, its foundation is witchcraft and Satanism and torture and sacrifice, murder, mayhem, lies. This is what David said. Protect me from strange children. The world, you need to be protected from the occult world. If you're in the occult world, repent. Repent. Ask God to forgive you. Get out of it, or you're going to be sacrificed. And if you're not sacrificed, you're going to be judged, and your judgment's going to be eternal fire. Without this Reinhard Gehlen, you would not have the Azov battalion, the Nazi party in the Ukraine. You would not have the CIA operation, the Zelensky. This man is an American operative. He is not an operative there for the sake of the Ukrainians. No, he is part of an operation. If he doesn't go forward and if he doesn't yield to America's wishes, this man is going to be kicked to the curb forever. Now I'm going to continue with Reinhardt. The crushing defeat, this is out of allthat'sinteresting.com. The crushing defeat of the Nazi Germany by the Allies took many Germans by surprise, but others in the country had weighed the possibility of their demise and made preparations to ensure that no matter the victor, Nazi rule would again rise from the ashes of their failed nation. Reinhard Gehlen was one such individual. Gehlen is the reason that the CIA is in and working with the SS in Ukraine presently. You got to see it from the perspective of the Bible. You have Russia news, you have American news from the West, and people don't know what to believe. Believe the Bible. Believe what the Bible says. Evil will be at the end of the world. Evil will mature. Evil will take over the earth. But just for a short time. And at the end of it, there will be judgment. And in Job, God says that what he will do is he's going to take the horizon to the east and the west, the circumference of the globe, and he is going to grab it like a blanket, and he's going to shake evil out of the world. All that you see now, all this evil, all these evil doers, all the evil children of the devil, they're going to be shaken out of the world. Continuing. An espionage expert and a political opportunist, Galen made plans to ensure that the Third Reich would live on after Stunt Null, and he, whatever that means, he created a network of ex-Nazi spies that would go on to form the modern German intelligence community. And he did so in part by scamming the CIA. No, he didn't scam the CIA. The CIA willingly, this was part of a new age, a new world Illuminati plan. Didn't scam anybody. This was a plan by the Illuminati, by the people in the occult that are going to rule the world for a short period of time, shortly, in years to come. In 1942, Major Reinhard Gehlen was promoted to commander of the Fremde Heer OST, or Foreign Armies East, which was a military intelligence organization dedicated to penetrating Russian lines as the Third Reich dominated Europe. He still, to this day, still after World War II, he was still working with the United States, with the Germans, to fight the communist Russia. And he and his people in place presently are still doing the same thing. He was a fervent anti-communist. He threw himself into his work. We're going to be back to finish out. I apologize. Time goes so quickly. But this is so important. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com.
By now, you know how good CBD can be for you. But here are some things CBD can't help you with. Those annoying calls about your car's warranty expiring. Gay frogs. Or racist cows. Climate coaches. Or that undying devotion to Alex Jones. This has been a friendly reminder from your friends at 1360KHNC, the Roar of the Rockies. A lot of radio stations boast about having 200,000, 300,000, 500,000 listeners. But what they don't tell you is the average listener only listens for 4 minutes. A song plays they don't like, same old boring commentary, or worse yet, as soon as the commercial starts playing, they change the station. Here at 1360KHNC, our listeners listen longer, a lot longer. We have one of the longest time spent listening in the industry. That means our listeners don't change the dial when the commercial starts playing because they don't want to miss what our hosts have to say next. Advertise with 1360KHNC and have your message be heard. Call us at 970-587-5003. We also have the best rates in Colorado, 970-587-5003 or 1360KHNC.com.
Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated. But those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience. C.S. Lewis.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3. And then on Sunday, 9 until noon. for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program here on 1360KHNC.com for podcasts for the programs throughout the week and on the weekend. Many different hosts have an assortment of interesting news coming to you. Now, so if you can, if you see who Gelin was, be through this man, you have the Azov Battalion and the Nazi movement in the Ukraine presently. This was a CIA operation funded by the CIA. They go in, they blackmail the leaders in the political parties in Ukraine. Those that don't go along with their agenda, they die. They get the Clinton flu or the Epstein flu. Then they also sabotage the industries, oil companies. This is what happened with Joe Biden and his son Hunter. They go over there, and what do? They begin to take over the wealth of eastern Ukraine. This is where the wealth is. This is where the oil companies are, the gas companies. And they blackmail these people. Now, five associates of Adolf Eichmann, who was the architect of the Holocaust, who designed the systematic genocide of European Jews, he also worked for the CIA. The CIA allegedly had approached 23 other Nazis for recruitment and 100 officers within the Gelin organization that were former Gestapo officers. The army eventually would struggle to control the group. They're not going to control this German group. No way. Galen's men continued to pursue their own agendas, like helping other Nazi war criminals flee Europe via an underground escape network, and included transit camps and fake ports supplied by the CIA. The CIA-funded side project helped 5,000 Nazis flee Europe to South and Central America. The Fuhrer. Do you think these people were going to allow the American government to take the Fuhrer captive? You are nuts. The Fuhrer, this man was the center point of the German people. The Fuhrer was not going to be shot. He was not going to take cyanide. He and his wife were not going to be allowed to die like peasants in the street or rats or dogs on the street. No way. There was a plan. The Vatican, the Swiss government, the English, America, Argentina, the military operations, the at that time OSS, German intelligence, working together, they made sure the Fuhrer was kept safe, plus his wife, because there's still destiny to be fulfilled with them. One of Adolf's daughters, through artificial insemination of Eva von Braun's sister, Gretel, has a little girl. Name is Angela, who becomes Angela Merkel, the Chancellor of Germany. So, now, Christ said the truth will set you free, but fiction doesn't always have to make sense, or always has to make sense. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts. Talk to you tomorrow.
Are you an expert in your field? Do you want to educate your fellow man? Or have you always just wanted to be on the radio? Here at 1360KHNC, you can do just that by hosting your own radio show. Looking to grow your business or share your thoughts and opinions, or simply bragging to your friends that you have your own radio show. For more information, call us at 970-587-5003 or email us at contact@1360KHNC.com.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley.